Deposit dispute case study. Erecting outbuilding and permissions. We offer an independent and impartial resolution service for landlords, agents, and tenants who are unable to agree on how to distribute the deposit when the tenancy ends. Deposit details. The deposit was £1,800 and the disputed amount was £1,800. What had happened? The tenant said that they put up an outbuilding in the rear garden after the tenancy started and that it is built of concrete and plasterboard and has electrics fitted. They claim it is quite safe and adds value to the property, although no safety certificates can be provided. They also explain that they do not have the money to take it down. The agent responded, saying that the tenant did not ask for permission to erect a building in the back garden and it is a huge concern to the landlord as the outbuilding restricts the side entrance to the back garden. There are no safety certificates for the electrics. Any other safety requirements are unknown. Therefore, the building needs to be removed and the tenant should be responsible for the cost. What evidence was provided? They provided the tenancy agreement, agent inventory, the agent checkout report, an invoice, and a quote. What was decided and why? The tenant admitted putting up the building in the back garden, which was evidenced by comparing the check-in inventory and checkout report. As it was not there at the start of the tenancy, they also admitted it was large and made from concrete, with doors fitted, and the checkout report clearly showed the electrics running through it. The tenant accepts that they did not ask for permission to erect the building. While the tenant said the building is safe and there is no money to take it down, this does not absolve the tenant from being responsible for removing it before leaving. So the property will need to be returned in its original condition. The adjudicator considered the amount of work needed to take the building down and dispose of it, so that the garden would be returned to its original condition. The landlord's quote for £1,800 to carry out the work was found to be reasonable and proportionate, so it was awarded in full. The final decision concluded that the tenant should be awarded nothing, and the landlord should be awarded the full amount, which was £1,800. How can you avoid this happening in the future? Midterm inspections are so important for highlighting any differences to the property from the start of the tenancy. Anything that is found or reported during the tenancy should always be dealt with at the time to avoid any potentially large claims when the tenancy ends, whether it be one big issue or several smaller issues. With a problem found during the tenancy or at a pre-checkout inspection, a tenant's expectations can be managed and they should be informed of the likely high cost of not doing the work themselves.